Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
Here, present. Thank you, sir. Connor, I'm going well. One problem, though. I had the dentist yesterday. It was a whole thing. Mouth's pretty sore, so you can't make me laugh at all, this weird news.
That's not a change. That is not a change there, boy.
Oh, he's done it. Oh, he's in trouble now, boys.
This is Weird News Show. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You are about to read all of those stories to me, a man who has been too busy getting extra teeth put into his head to look at any weird news.
Some said that the 17 extra molars weren't going to look good, but I think you're pulling them off.
Thank you very much, sir. You ever seen a shark? I'm the that of people.
I'm the that of people.
Yes, it works very well with my accent, doesn't it?
It does. So, Sean, weird news this week. We're starting off. Sometimes you just read a headline and you take... I think this was written for weird news. I'm sometimes very wary that maybe the story is fake, but I have done some research by Google searching. Right. I don't know if you've heard of Google, but I've used it.
Is that on the dark web?
You just have to use Bing and you get to Google.
Ah, safe search off, of course.
wasn't there a thing that Bing's top result is Google? That's the highest search thing on Bing.
I think so, yeah, because it comes installed on computers. Yeah.
So on Microsoft Edge, this was story popped up, Sean, and it said, it said, NHS nurse who claimed she was secretly hypnotized at work, causing her to fart against her will, loses lawsuit after she is sacked for refusing to see a psychiatrist.
That's a lot to unpack right there. I mean, okay, so let me break down this story in my own head. So this nurse was fired because they had been farting on the wards. They then took the hospital to... Immediately.
You're wrong. So she was fired because she refused to see a psychiatrist.
Ah, I see.
Now, why did they want her to see a psychiatrist? Because she had said to them that I am being secretly hypnotized to fart at work. And this led to a lawsuit, Sean, because it was a bit of a he said, she said, but also there's definitely not someone for hypnotizing her to fart at work, is there?
Unless, what if it's a magician who's into some shit?
Literally.
So, okay, picture COVID times, Connor. Lot of online dating going on. Busy schedules, magicians and nurses, as we all know. So they meet up just
magicians,
the once.
Sorry, magicians are specifically not busy this time of year. Surely they'd work at parties. And a lot of parties wouldn't have taken place anymore.
No, but there's the rub, Connor, is that as a magician, you can pull anything out of that hat. Be it rabbits, doves, vaccines, all of it.
A bit of a Zoom magic show where he just like reaches past the camera and just comes back with a different item.
That could be it. He's doing one-on-one Zoom magic lessons, you know, as we often do. Street magic, David Blaine and shit.
Yeah.
But Dynamo, another conjurer.
Another conjurer. So a nurse has unsuccessfully tried to sue the NHS after claiming that she was being secretly hypnotised at work to force her to uncontrollably break wind, Sean. Zandra Sampson.
I want to know how recognisable this was, that it was her, by the way. Like, whether it was just sneaky one walking around through the patients, or whether, like, in the break room, dead silent, and suddenly it hits.
Now, is it... Yeah. And they all know it's her, and she's, like, doing the two eyes back and forth, like, oh, fuck. Lads, yeah. It's not me. It's the hypnotising people.
Yeah, I looked at a watch for ages and now I fart uncontrollably. Let me get back to my burrito in peace.
My burrito and beans. Zandra Sampson insisted she was suffering from unwelcome gastrointestinal disturbances at work. A tribunal heard she also claimed that she was being possessed. Her private parts were being attacked, and she was gaslighted through the use of low-frequency sound waves, Sean. I mean, the more I hear about this, the more she's starting to make sense.
Is that what gaslighting is, by the way? Because I've been too afraid to ask.
I don't know if it's
ultrasonic waves, is that...
I don't think that's what gaslighting is, to be honest. But this woman does, and that's what's more important.
Absolutely
this
fine.
This is in a court of law, Sean.
Of course. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Your Honour. I do actually know what gaslighting means. That's just a funny joke. Because I learned
about gaslighting. He's
gaslighting
you.
No one knows what gaslighting means. You'd have to be crazy.
Or like your mom. Crazy like your mom.
Who's hypnotised, by the way.
Miss Sampson blamed the perceived paranormal experiences on poor heating and ventilation. So,
do you know what that sounds like?
Go on.
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
So, here's what happened. This woman has come to the NHS. She's a nurse.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that this was a problem, but I'm glad that this brave soul has come forward, because the NHS, for all the good work it does, if it's going around gaslighting people and making them shit themselves, Sean, I have got to put a stop to it. I just don't agree with that, morally. And so, this brave, I would say, hero, gets thrown around.
Hero, you'd use the word hero.
I would use the word hero. She has come forward.
Continue.
And she has said that she was possessed. And you know when people get out of a cult, Sean? She's out of us. Not us, the cult.
are we the cult?
I think so.
Oh, no.
And so she says she was possessed. I mean, she was made fart without knowing it. She was hypnotised all through poor heating and ventilation. And I think that makes perfect scientific sense from a nurse. She would know.
Yeah, and that's like... Now, the thing about this is, we would often say to trust the medical advice, you know, in these kinds of issues. But when it's a medical professional...
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
You have to do your own research.
You have to do your own research.
What did they know? I'm going to do my own research.
Like... I guess you do your own research, or do you, like, lean into it and go full, like, paranormal?
I don't know. I mean, what's most important, right? So this all occurred in about 2020. And this all happened because she said...
Biggest news story of 2020, they called it.
They did. she sent an email at work to the powers that be. And she had issues, Sean, that she needed resolved. And here's the thing. And I had the letter here in front of me because this is just out of the blue. This woman is just working on the wards. They're going about their days. They didn't realise that this mass problem was happening underneath the surface of the NHS. At the time, they were quite busy with other things, I will admit.
A little highly strung at that time.
And they were busy, I think the word is. But
that's the thing about stress, Connor. It's silent but deadly.
Like monoxide. She says, Miss Sampson said in the letter, I would like to report an observed pattern of likely inappropriate use of... And they're at this stage, they're shitting themselves. Like, I can imagine the person reading this is like, oh no, what has happened to this poor person?
Let me scroll down.
What has happened to this poor person that we're going to have to fire someone? An inappropriate use of hypnosis in my NHS workplace. And I just imagine the sigh of, oh thank God. Oh, is that real? All right.
Oh, she's a lunatic. Okay.
In the last three
months, I will say I've been hypnotized.
Have you?
I went to a hypnotist for like a college project because I was afraid of water, and I'm like fine with water now, I suppose. But I don't know how much of that is a hypnosis, and me just ready for death.
I mean, how did that work? I'm interested in how you handled the hypnosis. What happened?
I went to your man's office and I sat in a
chair. Sounds fishy already, to be fair.
No, it was like he's a nice dude. Like, I see him about town. He's a good dude.
Yeah, you met him on the street.
No, he's not like, living on the street.
Yeah, like, I do a bit of the old fucking hypnosis.
I'll hypnotize you, fucking go on.
Come here, get in the van.
No, I sat in a chair. He talked. I don't really remember it, I'll be honest. There is video footage of it. We did it for a project.
Oh.
And then he brought up the topic of don't be afraid of water anymore. And
then he brought in the waterboarding equipment. And then he was like, now let's test out this theory. And you were like, I'm fucking fine with this, to be honest. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Me the whole way. You're grand with water.
I think that's how hypnosis works. He was gaslighting you into being fine with water.
Is hypnosis gaslighting that you pay for?
I think so. I think they're just like, you know what? You're grand with war, aren't you? Aren't you grand with water?
You love it. You're not scared of it. You're not. You love broccoli. Come on.
You love wet broccoli, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what you're made of? Water. Come on now. You don't hate yourself. Well,
in terms of water now, what's your fear level?
My fear, like...
Same as everyone.
Deep ocean?
Drowning bad.
Drowning bad. As a man who's drowned, drowning bad.
Drowning bad.
Deep ocean. Fuck off. Because deep ocean is scarier than space to me.
I would agree with that.
But like swimming pool? Happy days. Shallow water? Absolutely grand. End of Titanic? Hilarious.
I think you're describing everyone now. Just pools, shallow water. I'm just fine.
Showers, baths, kitchen sink.
That used to be your excuse for not washing up. I can't. Yeah. I'm terrified of water.
I'll die.
So she says that she was hypnotised. And there's a phenomenon going on in the NHS workplace that we were not aware of. She says
the biggest pandemic you've ever seen.
Imagine that. She's like, this is going to hit you harder than anything else that's happened this year.
This is like March 1st this happens.
Oh yeah, 100%. And she's like all about herself. And she's like, there's a lot of busy people here today, but I feel like I have the most important story to tell. In the last 3 months that I've worked in the department, I've experienced odd symptoms, which I think is likely related to the above phenomenon. I am a healthy individual. I do not have any past medical history. None. Not one.
None.
Past medical. Nothing happened ever.
Not one sniffle. Not one broken leg.
But But recently, I have had various symptoms, various, Sean, including headaches, breathing difficulty, a feeling of getting choked, gastrointestinal disturbance, and she has in brackets, flatulence. So now we know.
For the common person.
This also includes having slurs, similar to that of being possessed, as in a paranormal activity. I have also noticed this in some of my patients and colleagues at work. She's noticing paranormal activity and possession in her patients and the other nurses, Sean. Now.
Right. May I offer a bit of a retort, shall we say, Connor?
You heard headache, breathing difficulty in 2020, and I know where you're going, but go on.
I just thought, you know, perhaps it could be the old, you know. And just to circle back around, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
Symptoms from mayoclinic.org.
Oh, here we go.
Dull headache, weakness, dizziness, nausea or vomiting, shortness of breath, confusion, blurred vision and loss of consciousness.
Is possession one of them?
I believe it falls under either confusion or loss of consciousness.
Not exact possession, so we're back on this is true. I like in the next bit that she's like, explained, look, I get headaches, I can't breathe, I get possessed. I've seen people that get possessed. And then she says, and it becomes extremely bothersome and a distraction at work. I'm distracted by the possession. I don't want to stop it. I'm just fucking distracted by it. It's something that just takes me out of the moment.
I have all of these papers to fill out, but I keep getting possessed.
I keep getting these random urges to kill, and I don't like it. I want to fill out my paperwork.
How long between like this happening and her sending the email? How long do you think that was?
She says 3 months. This happened for 3 months before she couldn't take it any longer, and she decided to send it on. Because this is what was important.
I mean, if you were having, like, severe flatulence and shortness of breath for 3 months, surely...
The flatulence is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, everything else, like, even the possession arc, you could say it's, you know, something going on in the brain or anything like that. Because we all know ghosts aren't fucking real. But...
Strong.
Strong stance. But the flatulence, it's somehow, it's so personal. Like, you wouldn't make that up. Like,
no, it's something that she has to believe. Like, I am shitting myself because of the possession.
Oh, you reckon, like, she can't trust her farts anymore? Like, it's gone that far.
I think she's been betrayed one too many times, and now she has to blame the demons.
How many is... I suppose, like, once is too many, really.
I think once is too many in a workplace, to be fair.
In a hospital.
For me, like, two, you're like, yes, yeah, the demons. It can't be me.
It can't be, like, the diet or the state of my gas boiler, any of
She's
that.
She's just eating beans and drinking coffee by the barrel loads. I just can't figure it out. It's possession.
Yeah, it just, and like raw coffee beans she has like mixed into a burrito, and it just
so like, here's the thing, she's sending that on. Now she says, I understand that control is achieved in this phenomenon, so she knows what's figured it out, what's causing it. It's an altered state of consciousness and the poorly controlled thermoregulation or heating and inadequate ventilation in the area is set up for this purpose. It's set up for a purpose, Sean. I've also noticed that I'm being subjected to significant stress and anxiety, which I think makes the subject control easier in this process.
Is it... Okay, so what we have here is a nurse in a hospital in 2020 feeling...
Stressed,
anxious and overworked.
Mm.
And...
Headache. Difficulty breathing. General feeling not well.
Yeah. Stress, like, and stress can cause stomach issues.
Shitting herself.
shitting yourself all over mm-hmm. the gaff, correct? Mm-hmm. And as, like, the temperature regulation, sure, if you were, you know, you were wearing a mask all day, and scrubs and gloves and gowns and all this shit, like, that'll heat you
well,
up.
Well, here's the thing, Sean. You might think you have it sussed. You might think you have it figured out. Because she's come in here clutch at the end with something you weren't even thinking of. And that's the fact that they are also using gaslighting through the use of low-frequency sound waves. Recently, I have seen a van in the parking lot near the area where I work that carries what appears to be radio equipment, Sean. Huh? How do you explain that? You can't. They're getting into her brain, making her shit herself, give her headaches, and she's being possessed by demons. You don't normally get audio equipment being taken over through frequency and possession by demon. Same story, same woman. That is terrible luck.
It's a lot to be dealt for one person. Let's just break that down a bit then. Subsonic frequencies used to gaslight. What if it was just someone with a deep voice being like, "Oh, it'll be grand." That could be it. The machine outside with all of the communications equipment. Ambulance, perhaps?
Or yeah, she's looking at the ambulance. What are they all doing out there?
Some kind of news reporting van reporting on something going on in the hospital.
Yeah, they were busy at the time.
A little busy. It was mainline news, I would say, before this
but
became
weird. Why
news.
This is news right now, Sean, is because she, of course, this might surprise you, but they let her go at the time. And they felt like maybe she wasn't up to scratch.
A fair judgment, I would say.
They felt like she wasn't mentally equipped for the role it is. Now, she wasn't happy with that.
If you're able to give medication, I would say you're on thin ice anyway.
So why we're covering it now is because she took it to court. And she said she was unlawfully fired. And only this week has it been ruled that they did not discriminate against her in any way. That the judge was like, to be honest, the judge's exact quote was, "I have no idea what idiomotor phenomenon was." which is how she described being basically taken over by the demons.
Idiomotor phenomenon.
Yeah.
It sounds official. So, idio, presumably something to do with the brain, and motor to do with movement, maybe? Yeah.
They're taking over your movement and making you do ticks.
Oh, I've just Googled it, actually, and idiomotor is Latin for shit yourself.
So they have proved that she was actually lawfully fired and that she still refuses any help. But Sean, I just wanted to bring this story up because that letter really caught my eye, that this woman is out there. She's still out there believing that this is true. It's going to be tough to get work after this, is what I would say.
Yeah, like those years spent at a degree, probably not very useful right now. I would say that letter as well, like, it escalates very sharply right at the end.
"I'd like to report inappropriate behaviour in the workplace." Oh! Demons. Shitting myself.
Spam.
We're moving on to our next piece of news, Sean. And this is something that we've kind of covered, I think, twice already this year. It's very strange that it keeps popping up. But right. I have man lived with phone in his stomach for half a year, Sean.
Jesus Christ.
Half a year.
Does no one call or text this man?
And if they do, he knows.
Oh, he knows. He knows. His liver knows.
Oh, I didn't hear the vibration.
Knows.
Oh, you fucking did. fucking did, boy.
So I don't have my phone on me. technically not a lie, it's in him.
The man rocked up to Aswan University Hospital in the south of Egypt. And doctors treated him for intestinal and abdominal infections. However, they were stunned to discover the cause of the problems on an X-ray, which showed a mobile phone lodged in his stomach. He was complaining of abdominal pains. and this is why he went to the hospital, Sean.
Okay, does it give a description of the phone? This is always my question.
And you always think it's a Nokia 3210, and if it is, this man should be dead.
This man should have fallen straight down to hell immediately.
Yeah, he's got the weight of a bomb or 20 tons inside him. So he's got abdominal pains. He goes to the hospital to do an extra, and they're like, you're never going to believe this. But there's a fucking phone. There's a phone inside you. First of all, he has to know. Like, there's no way that doctor gets the extra and is like, this is an accident.
No, how do you accidentally swallow a phone? If it's like a modern smartphone, like a fucking 6-inch rectangle, that makes even less sense to me.
Mm. Well, however, they were stunned to know, Sean, the doctors, that the man then confessed that he had swallowed the device half a year ago, but had been too embarrassed to admit himself to hospital, and instead it would just pass.
Oh, you don't want that to pass, buddy.
He just hoped. He just hoped they would pass.
Just that it would just work itself. There's a lot of fucking intestines to go through.
For a phone. Then,
yeah, and you think that's bad. Oh, ooh. There's only one. Oh, there's only... No. Oh, lads.
Oh, no.
Oh, you'll wish you were possessed at that point.
Oh, no. You'd want to be possessed.
Like, what possessed him to do this is my question.
So he had to go in and confess that he had swallowed the phone and he had done the whole, well, if I just don't think about it, then it doesn't exist.
So such like a man reaction to any medical issue as well. It's like,
yeah, like a serious medical issue. Like, if the guy has like a minor cough, like he's gonna die. But if he swallows a phone, he's like, ah, be great. I'll let it go. Be all right.
Let's try making weirder stuff.
This was wishful thinking, though, and he ended up being admitted for emergency surgery to treat his life-threatening injury, Sean. So it turns out, having a phone inside your stomach for 6 months, not great on the old body.
It's an old foreign body in your body.
Board of directors of the hospital said it was the first time they had seen anything like this that a patient had swallowed an entire phone.
That's impressive, because presumably that hospital's been around a while. This woman swallowed a baby.
Get her. So there is no update on the man's health status, but it is believed that he will make a full recovery. Now, this is my favourite part of the article, where we try to get into, that's what's happened. The important question is why, Sean? And because I like the journalist here who just says, it is currently unclear why, or indeed how, he swallowed the mobile phone in the first place.
Okay, well look, at least the journalist's on the same page as us, they're not keeping anything back. Mm. So is it down to us then to determine why
this Why would you swallow a phone? I mean, unless he was like, even if you were like carrying drugs in it, like you were trying to get past security, I'm going to sneak it into a phone, seems a bit over the top.
Yeah, because you'd ideally want it to be something you could take out. Sidebar to this discussion. What's the best phone to swallow if you intend to get it back out?
Well, Nokia 3210, bottom of the list. I'm not going fucking near that.
No, that'll kill you. That'll
modern
kill you
phones
away.
Are pretty big. They are pretty fucking big.
Yeah. I was thinking, now, Motorola Razr, perhaps?
I have
God forbid it opens.
I have two.
I have
the Sony Ericsson, the one that flips down. The orange one.
Yeah, classic.
Everyone had that one. Or there was a Nokia one. Do you remember the Nokia one that was white on either side and had like a coloured stripe?
I do remember it slid up and down. Yes. Yeah, my mum had this phone.
That would slide down into maybe a smaller square. But I think, I don't know. I think you're at a loss otherwise. What are you thinking?
My very first phone is actually perfect to swallow. Because, and if you
say that again,
my first phone is perfect to swallow. If you have access to Google, listeners, or Connor, I want you to Google the beauty that is the Siemens C65.
Okay, I got.
So S-I-E-M-E-N-S C65. And this is perfectly shaped to swallow.
Was that your first phone?
That was my first phone, yeah.
That's... The curvature, I think, would help.
Yeah,
it's curved the right way.
You're easing yourself. It's curved the right way.
It is.
You're easing yourself into it. And, look, I feel that's a win.
The show got off the rails.
I think it might have done. Mm. We still haven't established why this man... Actually, sorry, it wasn't the C65. It was the C60. Which is...
For fuck's sake. Is that bigger or smaller?
It's slightly less curved. It's slightly bigger and slightly less curved.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
But do I though? No,
you're
probably right.
What the doctors said... What the doctor said, Sean, was that the biggest part that concerned them was, of course, the battery. Because that could have potentially exploded in the man's stomach using his acid as a reaction.
That's always my worry with these stories. Because surely the acid just... Over 6 months, I would have thought stomach acid would eat through a phone.
Yeah. But apparently it didn't. Apparently it was still there. And what happened was they asked the patient what happened, and the last line of the article was the patient offered no explanation. He did the Johnny Tightlips response of I intend nothing. Go suck a lemon.
So if you mix lithium, which is in a battery, with hydrochloric acid, you get lithium chloride and hydrogen, which I'd imagine is fairly bad to be inside you. Yeah. He's going to blow up. He's going to Zeppelin himself. Look, on the subject of why this man might have swallowed the phone, the only explanation I can come up with is he was texting and driving, he saw the police and he panicked.
Don't worry, officer, it's my lunch. I'm eating my lunch.
It's a toy phone.
He's after swallowing loads of coins, and like he thinks they're chocolate, but they're not.
Like... I don't know how anyone could fit that down their throat. Is that the phrase
it's
I want
good.
To use?
It's not
people
good.
Swallow swords, people swallow glass.
But they come but back like, up. Come swords back up. Come back up.
Glass, well, who knows there.
Not
I
so
think
much.
It's fake glass. It's another story.
Ooh.
But
call them
sugar
out.
Glass, man. That's all you need. That's all you need. You just fake a light bulb. It's fine.
Don't ruin the fucking
industry.
Magician's code writing, for fuck's sake.
Look, he's the one who's hypnotising people in a hospital, alright?
Yes. He needs to be stopped.
Needs to be stopped.
Sean, we're going to have to move on from that man. That still confuses me, because I have quite possibly the strangest story, and also I think maybe the luckiest person we've covered in quite a while. Because I have BC woman awakes to a hole in her roof, and a space rock on the pillow beside her. Oh, that's caught his attention.
What?
It's been whipped around.
Space rock? As in a meteor?
As in a meteor, Sean.
Jesus. Or so, like Dwayne Johnson, but an alien.
No, I mean a meteor. I mean an actual.
It was a weak
nobody's
joke.
That,
I understand. Yeah,
nobody's as charismatic as that man. Long-time Golden resident Ruth Hamilton was fast asleep, Sean. Or at least she was until she was roughly awoken last week by the sound of a crash through her ceiling and the sensation of debris on her face.
You never want to wake up to debris, I would say. Never.
I just jumped up and turned on the light, she said. I couldn't figure out what the heck had happened, which I think you're dead right. I don't think anyone would be like, what the fuck is going on? It's a space rock.
No, it wouldn't be your first. You wouldn't wake up
first
calmly
thousand.
And go, oh, there's the space rock.
Better turn over. He's always late to bed.
5 more minutes.
She said she took a look around to get her bearings and spotted a rock sitting neatly on her pillow next to where her head usually lays, Sean.
Fuck.
Yes.
Imagine getting brained by an asteroid.
I mean, what a way to go. Like, I'm asleep and I get hit by a fucking asteroid.
No one will believe it, surely.
No. Like, drugs. Like, it was definitely drugs. She didn't get hit by a meteor.
Drugs, anyway. They put a rock to try and cover their tracks, I guess. But
that's a murderer. Placed a meteor here. They think it was suicide.
Imagine this is a terrible thought. Imagine she had, you know, gotten brained by a meteor.
Yeah.
Imagine the family trying to come to terms with
that. How
like,
would you
that is an act
that?
Of God, if yeah. ever I've heard of one.
Like, you would have to just be a become an atheist. Just for the soul of, like yeah. why? What of all, like, even an inch to the left.
yeah. Like, peacefully in her sleep. It's not that hard to ask. But the fucking asteroid.
What kind of sick joke is this? And they're, like, looking up into the clouds. I just can't understand it. What did we do? What did we do?
I can honestly say I never thought it would happen like this.
I've heard of karma, but this is madness, Lord. Fuck it, hell.
Fuck, this is bullying.
Hamilton, I mean, unsure of what to do, Sean. Hamilton yeah. called 911, which I think, what else can you do at that
you
time?
You might as well. Yeah, what else are you going to do?
A police officer, the poor police officer, arrived on the scene. Like, what are you going to do, arrest her? And after establishing that the rock was not there as a result of the ongoing construction in the canyon next door, they settled on the only other explanation, that a meteorite had come through her roof and landed out directly on the pillow right beside her head.
Jesus. Has this been like, have space people, what are they called? Space people?
Space people.
Astrologists?
Aliens.
Astronomers? which is the zodiac one? The other one
astrology,
of that?
Astrologists? No. Astronomers are the ones that study the sky, I think.
Okay. I think they should take a look at the rock as well.
Because Mercury is in retrograde right now. No, I think it's out of retrograde. I'm not quite sure.
Well, that's coming from a Capricorn? I don't know them.
Such a Capricorn.
Cancer?
No.
Oh, I'm a Cancer.
I'm going to leave that. You know what? I'm going to leave that as a mystery because I don't want people judging me on my personality because that's sort of personal to me, Sean, okay?
Typical Virgo.
Here's the thing. I don't want people reading my feckin' thing knowing what's going to happen to me, right? Because I don't read them. I don't want people knowing about my business.
Fair enough,
Pisces.
I'm
fighting love this one. You're just trying all of them.
I'm trying them all out.
hang on, I'm trying to get... I know Scorpio is October. That's...
Yeah, slash November, but yeah.
Well, it's a bit of both. I think you're Taurus.
No.
Oh, I don't know. You Gemini.
I literally said it already.
Oh, I'm Aries.
Cancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, fucking crab boy.
Crab boy where he is.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini, so I'm right before that.
That's
I don't know what that
typical
means.
Typical Gemini.
No, typical Gemini. No, you can just go, typical Cancer. And I was like, oh, come on. Fucking hell. No, not like that. so they rang the canyon project that was going on next door and they were trying to figure out if they were doing any blasting at the time, which I'm not quite sure what that means. But they said that they hadn't done any that night, that they were all off for that night, but they had seen a bright light in the sky that had exploded and caused some booms, said Hamilton.
Right. So, what now? Okay, I'm all for the idea of a meteor hitting this woman's bed. I think that's hilarious, quite frankly. Could it be that the canyon folk are trying to cover up the fact that they nearly killed a woman? There's a bright light in the sky.
I mean, you could, but also she said when it landed, it burned through her ceiling. So even if they were just blasting the rocks, I don't think it would have enough heat unless it had fallen from the sky to burn through her ceiling and had also singed her pillows.
How big are we talking for this rock? Like soccer ball? Like baseball?
I don't think it's as big as a soccer ball. I think it's slightly smaller than that, but it landed right...
A pea.
I think if it hit you, you're still dead, regardless of how big it is.
That's fair. It's hers now, though. Like, she doesn't have to give it to a museum or anything like that. No, she can just have that.
Fuck those kids. That's what she said.
Yeah, it's on her property.
It's mine now. She goes, that's her own museum. This is my museum at One Rock.
It's got one exhibit and the rest of it is my house.
I mean, it's probably billions of years old, so... I mean... Or it could be like... It's after coming from the sky, so it's still pretty cool.
What if it came from the bottom of the flat Earth?
I mean, how does that make any sense?
Because No. Yeah. Shit. No, yeah, I really... I tried to make a joke at the flat earth at the expense, but...
You'd be
I don't know enough about it.
Like, flat earther in the world, because someone just, like, come back with a bit of science, you go, yeah, actually, you know what?
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
There's a good point. You do raise a good point.
It's spherical, is it? Oh, fuck. What am I after doing for the last
few
days?
That does make more sense.
That does make sense. It does make sense. All the pictures are spherical. Oh, fuck. So, didn't we cover Flat Earth on, like, the radio ages ago? There's a YouTube video somewhere.
There is, yeah, discussing. It's still kicking around. But, yeah, we're talking about the Flat Earth Society. And I think the main headline is that they had a meeting and they decided that the Earth was like a big game of Pac-Man, where if you go off one side, you just come in the other.
That's my favourite, because I think I was all in and you were like, this is madness. What are we doing?
Yeah, there's something about, like, it's built on seven columns or some shit.
If we can find that video, would you like to put that in the Facebook group?
I think so. I think that would be hilarious.
Because that's
Detective
years
Dillman's
old.
Discussion group on Facebook.
You can figure out how much we've changed in that time. I think that might
if
be like 2016.
Figure out if we grew up or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if we can find that, we'll post it up.
Okay, so Sean, I think we need to move on to our next piece of news. And, I mean, I have a story here that I think it's about true love, and I don't know if you've seen this, but I have Bosnian builds rotating house so that his wife has diversified view at all times.
Jesus, I haven't seen this, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Have you not seen the video of this? The house literally just rotates.
If I just Google rotating house, that'll probably give it to me, right?
So
rotating house, Bosnia? Yep, here we go.
Seeking to please his wife, who had wished for a more diversified view from their family home, a Bosnian self-taught innovator has built a rotating house, allowing her to watch a rising sun in one moment and passers-by in the next.
My goodness. This is... That's interesting. It moves very... Not very quick, but it moves faster than I would want it to, I'd say.
Do you want to know the speeds that it can go?
Oh, there's a range.
Oh, there's a fucking range, Sean, and it's a big range. So, you can do a full circle for 24 hours. Or over 24 hours, it does a full circle when it's at its slowest speed. Which it could be quite nice. Maybe slightly faster, you could do it. While at the fastest spinning, it can make a full circle in 22 seconds, Sean.
What the fuck? The forces on that are ridiculous. Everything inside would be fucked.
Just rattled. Rattled to shit.
Like, what does she do in there? Like, is it like, does she have tea? Does she paint?
I like the husband who has said, I've got tired of her complaints and frequent refurbishing of our family house. And I said, I'll build you a rotating house so you can spin it as you wish.
Fucking hell, that's... I mean, look, he took the initiative, I suppose.
It says his wife did not wish to comment on the new house, so she might not like it.
Like, she kind of has to, though, doesn't she? But, like, the thing is, because he said that in the moment, like, I'll build you a rotating house. And she said, oh, go fuck yourself. Yeah, do it. And then I would say, like, 4 to 6 months later, this man had this rotating house done. He's telling everyone.
The project took 6 years to finish.
Oh.
Except time off, Sean, for a hospital stay due to a heart condition. Within which he said, I asked the doctors to try to prolong my life for at least another year because I have this project in my head and literally nobody else will know how to complete it.
So he has no plans. He's just building on the fly. I watched the video. There's a lot of electrics there.
I mean, this man was in hospital like, look, lad, we can't get an engineer in. We can't get anyone else in. I have got to fucking do this. I'm the only person who knows how this works.
And, like, that's the thing. He's the only man who can fix it as well.
Mm. If it breaks.
If it breaks, like, and he's not there.
There's going to come a time where it's going to be on its fastest speed. And, you like, well, they're inside the home. And they won't be able to slow it down. And they'll just be stuck to the walls.
Wouldn't that be a power move, though, if you were, like, getting burgled? And you just pull a big lever on the wall and the burglar flies out the window.
Just start spinning. Like, you'd be absolutely so confused about what's happening.
Just and then you start, like, the strobe lights. And then you're, like, you're locked in here with me kind of a deal.
Have you ever seen the movie Don't Breed?
I haven't, no.
It's about the blind guy who the people try to rob him. But then it turns out, like, he's a lunatic and he starts killing people.
Oh fuck, I have seen this.
Yeah, but it's just like they break in and then slowly the house just starts rotating faster and faster and the door is closed behind them and they're just like, what the fuck is going on? This is the dead house.
This is some kind of saw trap. Would be great actually if you stuck a big pole at, like a washing line kind of a scenario.
Oh yeah.
And then one on each corner, say, and then you turn the house on, your clothes will be dry in no time.
Oh, fuck. You're dead right. I mean, no need for
a who's a real innovator here, Bosnian man?
I think he did like 95% of the work there. You just brought in a washing line, didn't you?
Oh, it's fucking, but look, isn't it the final cherry on the cake?
Nobody really remembers who built the house. They just remember who introduced the rod. That's what I say.
That's it. They call me the Rod in those parts.
Do they call you the Rod?
Yeah, they do. Because my Rod Stewart impression.
That's your Rod Stewart. Yeah. Give us a tune there.
Oh, jeez, I don't know any Rod Stewart songs.
It's a classic. He's a good man. He's a good man.
Nice man.
So we're moving on to our next piece of news, Sean. And I have, a classic tale of Florida couple. Because I have throwing sledgehammers, toolboxes, and other items at cops from bed of truck. Florida man and woman are arrested after chase.
Together.
The list of criminal charges on Shane Hendricks and Tammy Pecor, both 44, is more like a catalogue. Aggravated assault of a law enforcement. Firing or throwing deadly missiles into an occupied vehicle. Fleeing and eluding law enforcement with active sirens. Theft. Reckless driving. Possession of a firearm. A felon. Grand theft. Not just theft. Grand theft as well.
Grand theft.
Reckless driving again. Driving on a revoked license. That's Pecor. It's all, in all, 16 charges for two of them.
Jesus. Is that the most charges ever given in one day, do you think?
Probably not. Florida man has definitely done way worse. But I think 16 for both of them is 32, technically, in one
fell
swoop.
The, You're like, why are you throwing sledgehammers and toolboxes as well? Like, those cost money.
So what happened was, they'd allegedly stolen a Ford F-250, or 250 if you want to do numerical terms, I suppose. The sheriff's office got alerted through one of the agency's license plate readers, and several deputies positioned their vehicles near the entrance of the Flagler Palm Coast High School. Hendricks and Pecor were driving west, with Hendricks at the wheel. They didn't stop, Sean. A chase wasn't authorised, so deputies followed, but reportedly not at a high speed. This is something we're seeing a lot more of now. They did not. Do not go into a chase with that car. Do not.
Yeah. You will do more damage if you chase them.
Yeah. Though witnesses reported otherwise. Witnesses actually stated that the officers did, in fact, do a high-speed chase over 100 miles per hour. So the officer said, I didn't. The people said they did. So who do we believe?
I would give one charge to the officer in that case.
Deputies applied stop six The triangular device containing hollowed spikes that flatten a tire when run over. Thanks for the description. I assume that. Assuming the sticks are thrown
I was genuinely glad of it, Connor. Leave this person alone.
The manoeuvre is dangerous for officers and fraught with accidents and death. Good. It was during a stop stick manoeuvre that one of the sheriff's deputies got injured last year. So, I mean, this took a lot of emotional stuff to get through this for them. The deployment worked. It was one day from retirement. He was 7 years old. The deployment worked against the F-250. Three of those tyres were punctured right around the entrance to what used to be the Sheriff's Operations Centre. That did not stop Pecor and Hendricks, though. They kept driving onto State Road 11, heading west and south, with four deputies car chasing them constantly. Somehow, as Pecor and Hendricks sped on, they switched seats, never stopping.
Put a brake on the accelerator. Or a sledgehammer. They had plenty.
Pecor took over the wheel and Hendricks climbed out of the cabin of the truck while it was still moving and onto the bed at the back. Hendricks turned into a missile thrower. He threw a large blue toolbox, a stamping machine, and a sledgehammer, among other items, according to the arrest report.
Did any of them connect with the cars?
I can only assume they didn't, because otherwise they'd be done even more.
Yeah, but like, I assume, because everyone thinks they can throw a sledgehammer real far.
Going at 100 miles an hour, can you throw a sledgehammer accurately into cars following you?
I do not think so.
From the back of a van.
From the back of a van with, like, what, one functional wheel at this point?
I think there's two functional wheels. Maybe three? I'm not quite sure. The Ford, meanwhile, weaved in and out of its lane. But eventually, because of the punctured tyres, Sean, could go no further, with Pecor pulled up to the side of the road. Deputies surrounded the truck and arrested the two of them. Hendricks said he'd bought the truck from someone in Jacksonville. But he would not give the man's name. Pecor declined to speak.
No, I'm good, thank you. I want nothing to do with this.
I think I've had a lovely day, officer. No, thank you. No comments.
No, I just head home. No, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Little old Pecor just sitting in the corner. Oh, find me, officer. So deputies searched the car, Sean, as you would. They found a loaded semi-automatic gun, which I think it's strange they didn't use that instead of the throwing the things. They were like, we don't want to get arrested.
In more trouble for a gun, maybe?
Along with a scale, a cutting board, a black straw line, and white crystalline residue. I don't know what that's about. Is that some sort of... probably nothing to do with drugs, I would assume.
No, probably makes some salted pork on the road, I would say.
This is the perfect time. To do some bat salt making in the back.
Snort drug.
There was also a lockbox containing cocaine.
That salted pork, it's addictive, you know?
I'm addicted to a good time, not cocaine.
Not cocaine. Would you like some ramen, officer?
So the two of them were arrested, Sean. They have said that they didn't have anything to do with any of that stuff in the car. That they bought it and they had that stuff in the car already. So
from
that's
the man in Jacksonville.
From the man in Jacksonville. Now, what they can't defend is, you know, the big high-speed chase, switching seats mid-chase, climbing into the back of the truck and starting to throw shit at the officers going at 100 miles per hour. I think that's, like, from a movie, I think that's a lot harder than it seems. Would you not get blown away?
I think that man absolutely watched like Jason Bourne or some shit and was like, I can definitely do this.
That's easy.
The switchover, impressive. Climbing out of the car and into the bed of the truck. Fucking class.
But well moving. With two wheels missing.
Genuinely impressive. But you don't get a reduced sentence for style points, I don't think.
Unfortunately, because Florida man would make so many style points.
If they incorporate style points into the legal system, I think all Florida men would be let out of prison.
Ah, go on. You're a fucking legend.
But me and you would, like, have negative points, so we'd be on, like, death row at this point.
Yeah, see, we're not cool enough. We'd definitely get done for something small.
If you ain't fly enough, you're going to prison.
That's what we always say. That's my chest tattoo.
That's and my matching back tattoo.
But it's spelled backwards on yours, so it's like we're see-through.
Yeah, it's like you're a stamp and you just like backed into me.
People said it wouldn't work. We said it'll look cool.
It'll be class. It'll be style points.
Sean, how do you think of this Florida couple? I always like a bit of a Florida couple because it's double the power.
That's it. Yeah, it's double the power. Personally, Connor, I'm in it for the romance of the whole thing. I like to see there's hope for us all kind of a deal. Have we ever had a Florida family on the show?
Do you know, I don't think we have. Normally the kids get away with it because it's kind of like, well, you're dealing with Florida mother and father. So
the odds were stacked against you. The
odds are heavily stacked against you. Even worse, if it's Florida man, Florida man. I mean, those kids are absolutely at a loss. Like, they're done. Because we don't have as many Florida woman stories, but Florida man appears every week. So if he's marrying himself, or he's marrying another Florida man, I mean, those kids, those poor kids.
and not for the fact that it's the same sex marriage, the fact that it's the same Florida man marriage.
Not like that.
No, Connor, I know you were thinking it. I know.
No, but imagine, right? You're a child, right? You're made to look up to your parents.
Yeah.
And there's always
both
like a good,
of them are Florida man.
But both are, there's no good cop, bad cop.
There's no cops. Don't mention cops in this.
I don't know what to do in this situation. Here, look, I'll just ask my dad. Oh, what's that? Commit a murder. I'll ask my other dad. What's that? Do robberies.
More drugs.
You haven't had your cocaine yet, son. Come in.
Cocaine up those shreddies.
Look, I think I always like a couple. Florida man, I think. By the way, I've looked up their charges. So, fully, Pecor, she got 16. Hendrix got 18. And Hendrix is being held on a bail of $300,000. And Pecor is being held on $150,000.
Right, so they're going to prison, probably.
Well, the thing about that is that, you know, they did break through multiple police stops and then begin throwing things from a moving vehicle at the police officers on the highway.
That's like, imagine that was your day. Like, that's what you, like today we went to work and we did a podcast. But imagine at like fucking 3 p.m. we had just fucking gone mental.
And then we came back to do the show and you were like, Connor, how was your day? You're not going to fucking believe this.
Oh, God.
Honestly. Mad day at work. Manic, so it was.
Absolutely flat out, boys.
Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week of weird news. We really had the ringer there. We had ghost, magician, possession, hypnotists.
I want to remind you, we didn't have any magicians. You just love magicians.
That's what you think. That's what you think, Connor. But if I open this box...
It's an audio medium. We can do whatever we want.
That's
you don't know,
the
but
mind,
Sean's
people.
Been spinning on a big wheel for the whole show.
Just do it. And then I, of course, did my 100 pull-ups that I always do.
They're never going to believe that. They're much more likely to believe the circus.
The circus. Okay, fine. Oh, fine. Look, you get back to your juggling. I'll do the outro of the show.
1,000 pull-ups for me.
So thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big thanks to everyone who supports us over on Patreon. patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. Big shout outs go to the award nominated host of Waffles and Mario Talk About Things, Waffles from Aotearoa, New Zealand, Kira Lawler, David Clark, Ed Ball, Joe Burney, Roisin Shardoshin Halley, Ryan Right Time Evanson, Sean Heroes Don't Do That Jameson, Dominic, Josiah Florida Gal Green, Anna Team Irish Walrus Helmroos, Lil Dicky, one gave out dead rats and used condoms, and the other gave out wraparound sunglasses and bat salts McGrew. Perhaps that's the Florida man and woman that we heard about earlier.
Indeed.
Thanks also to Danny McLaughlin, Ray, I Can't Believe Wanda Did This, and Sammy DeLucia. Thank you, everyone, for the continued support. We hope you enjoy the movie reviews, the TV show reviews, everything we put up over on the Patreon there. $5 or more a month, you get access to all of that stuff. But other ways you can help out the show, you can go to the merch store down below. Twitter is at Heroes for Hire Pod. Facebook is Detective Divilman's Discussion Group, or Heroes for Hire Podcast, whichever you prefer. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast, or whatever podcast platform you're listening on, you can leave a like and a review. That always helps out a whole bunch. And then just tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
So I have been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.